I'm in PEI with Wayne Riley, one of the organizing members of the Canadian Farm Writers Federation's 2014 conference. On the Friday of the event, close to 100 agriculture journalists and communicators take part in bus tours around the island. Wayne, tell me what criteria you use to select the tours.
We were really looking for stops that were distinctly PEI. The Federation goes has their annual meeting every year in a different province, and they try to select farms that represent that area. We wanted something that was distinctly PEI. But the theme of our conference was also dig deep, and we took that to the tours as well, where typically you think of agriculture as farming only. We didn't want to stop there. We also wanted to look at the food side of it and also some of the industries that support agriculture.
How about you tell me some of the specific tours that everyone is going on?
So, for example, we started one of our tours at Vessi Seeds, Canada's largest seed catalog and mail order business. It's been in business for 75 years in PEI. We're famous, actually. The Vessi Seed name is known around the world. We also stopped at Cow's Creamery, another amazing PEI company that started with ice cream, got into merchandising, T-shirts, and now is in craft cheddar cheeses that are already winning awards. We also went to Shepherd's Farm. This is an amazing man who's taken the concept of agriculture into a social realm. He began using a farm as a retreat for troubled children. He's now taken this to Africa, where he's really using agriculture not only to grow crops, but to grow hope. He's going into war-torn areas of Africa, helping the people there set up micro-businesses and small sustainable agricultural operations. For a little bit of change of pace, PEI is known for its seafood as well, so we went to PEI Mussel King. This was a pioneering company that really started the cultured mussel business, and PEI now represents 80% of the production of cultured mussels in Canada, or actually in North America. That tour ended at Rosignol Winery. This is a winery that started 20 years ago with John Rosignol, came to PEI. We didn't even know if we could grow grapes on PEI, let alone a winery. He proved that you could. He started with fruit wines, introduced grapes, short season grape, and has won all kinds of international awards for his wine. But not only that, he actually initiated an industry, a wine industry in this province. We now have another winery and another one coming up, and also a craft microbrewery business, and several of them now. We did a tour on the western side of the island, where we started in Charlottetown at the Culinary Institute of Canada. This is one of the premier schools for chefs. And we've had some amazing talent come out of that institution. It's also home to Canada's Smartest Kitchen, where they blend research and cuisine to find new food products, all in support of agriculture. We went to Glasgow Glen Farm. This is, again, a chef who's done amazing work getting word out about the quality of PEI produce. He's set up a cheese business in New Glasgow, a beautiful part of Prince Edward Island, and is doing amazing work with cheeses. We also stopped at Mid-Isle Farm. Now, this is a potato packing plant. What makes it unique and what's innovative about it is seven farm families got together, scale of operation, and they're doing amazing work and huge volumes. And finally, on that tour, we went to Mark and Sally Bernard, a young family, organic family, doing community-supported agriculture.
Great tours.
Thank you very much.